Good morning and a blessed Sunday to all of you. My name is Reverend Rinaldo Seal, a pastor of the Hope Road Church of the Nazarene. And I trust that you have woken up to a beautiful day and you have risen with a desire in your heart to give God thanks today in the congregation of his people. I want to say a special thank you to the sponsors of this radio program, Federal Motor Spears, located on Bankhall Main Road, and the Church of the Nazarene Barbados District, headquartered in Eagle Hall, St. Michael. Thank you for your steady support of this radio program over these many years. Now, this month of September, we are celebrating as a nation Senior Citizens Month. We are taking time out to recognize and to honor the contributions of this important and increasingly expanding demographic of our population here in Barbados. And as a young man, I want to begin by saying a big thank you to all of our seniors, especially those who have been fathers and mothers in Zion, in the church, and those who have been nation builders, paving the way for the next generation to stand. I say thank you to you. I salute you in Jesus' name, and I pray God's blessings upon your life. But this morning, my encouragement to you is simply this. God is not through with you. God is not through with you, seniors. Sadly, I know that many seniors can often feel overlooked and made to feel as though they are useless. And perhaps there are many who might even be able to identify with a sad quote that I found from an unknown author who said, "The worst feeling is not being alone, but it is being forgotten by people you can never forget." And I know that that can be a reality that many, many, many seniors face. You feel abandoned, and that makes a heavier burden than even the physical challenges that you may go through. But my first encouragement to you seniors this morning is that even if others have forsaken you, know that God still knows your name. God has not forgotten you. In the book of Isaiah chapter 49 and verse 15, God asks a question to the people of Israel. He asked them, "Can a mother forget her child and have not compassion on the child of her womb?" And the response was, "Surely they may forget. But I, the Lord says, I will not forget you, my people. I will not forget you," in that context, Israel. But I want to say to you this morning, seniors, that God will not forget you. God has not forgotten you. God is not through with you. Praise the Lord. As a matter of fact, God's word specifically says to seniors, he says in the same book of Isaiah, chapter 46 and verse 4, he says, "Even to your old age and gray hairs, I am he. I am he who will sustain you." That means that God is saying, "I am the one that will help carry your burdens." He says, "I have made you. I know your frame." He says, "I will carry you." That means he is a support. He is a strength to you. He says, "I will rescue you." Beloved, this morning, And for those of you who are listening, who might be in that bracket called seniors, elderly, I wanted to encourage you this Sunday morning. God has not forgotten you, and God is not through with you. Praise the Lord. My second encouragement that I want to give you, seniors, is this. And this is especially an encouragement for those of you who are followers of Jesus. Those of you who have committed your life to serving the Lord. Maybe you've been serving Him for 30, 40, 50 years. And I think it's important that you know that God still wants to use you for His glory. So not only has God not forgotten you, but you still have purpose. You still have meaning. You are still useful to the Master, even in your old age. Praise the Lord. And one of the areas that God can still use you in is this, your prayers. Your prayers, seniors, still have power. Your prayers still have power. You may not be able to stand as long as you used to. You may not be able to work as hard as you used to. But one area of your life whose power cannot be touched by the limitations that come with age and all the health challenges that sometimes attend as we get older. One area that cannot be touched is the power of prayer. The power of prayer. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 4 that even though our outward man is perishing, even though our outward man goes through just that period of just weakness and, you know, it doesn't operate like it used to, and you're getting weaker and weaker and weaker. This is the way of men. Yet the Bible says that in our spirits, where spirits can be renewed day by day, so that there's an area of our lives that is untouched by the decline of our physical nature, and that is our spirits. That is the life that we live before God. And the Bible tells us that we ought to pray in the Spirit on all occasions. So your prayers have power. Your prayers are unlimited. Your prayers are anti-corruption. They cannot be corrupted. And when you go to the Scriptures, it is remarkable to see how many senior persons, how many elderly persons God used to execute His plans in the earth in the context of prayers. Fascinating to see. If we go to the Old Testament, we would read, for example, of a man named Daniel. Daniel was a man who served the Lord from an early age. But when you read Daniel chapter 10, where you read of that encounter after he was praying for 21 days. He was in a 21-day partial fast. I want you to understand that he was not fasting for 21 days at 21 years old. But he was actually at that point in time in his late 80s. He was an 80-year-old man fasting for 21 days, calling on the name of the Lord, mourning before the Lord at 80-something years old. This was the life he lived from the days of his youth. You would remember from when he was young, he would pray three times a day, even when the command was given that anybody who prays to any other god will be executed. Daniel built a life on prayer, and he refused to retire his prayer life just because he was an old man. And I want to encourage you, my seniors, my elderly people, unretire your prayer life. Did you hear me? Unretire your prayer life. I'm telling you, if you read that story in Daniel chapter 10, you read that an 80-year-old man's prayers we're still causing angels and demons to move in the realm of the spirit. Angels and demons moving at the voice of an 80-year-old man. The Bible says in Daniel chapter 10 that after the 21 days, an angel appeared and said, "Daniel, you who are highly esteemed by God." He's 80 years old, but he still has the favor of God in his life. And the angel says to him, "From the first day you set your mind to humble yourself and pray, I came in response." Praise the Lord. From the first day, I came in response. And he went on to say that this, even as an angel, I was sent in response to your prayers. But when you prayed, a demon also moved. The prince of Persia, he also moved. And the only reason that it took so long is because the demonic realm recognized the grace that was on your prayer life at 80 years old. At 80 years old. What can you shift in the realm of the spirit, even in your old age, beloved? What can you move? What can you affect in the realm of the spirit when you unretire your prayers or when you continue to build your life of prayer? The prince of Persia, angels. Later he will speak about the angel Michael. All this spiritual activity taking place because of the prayers of an 80-year-old man. Grandma, granddad, God is not through with you. All right? Be encouraged. Be encouraged. Let me give you an example, some examples from the New Testament, of which there are many. Senior citizens, elderly folks who are still making a difference for the kingdom of God. I can begin by speaking about Zechariah and Elizabeth, the parents of John the Baptist. The Bible says of these elderly folks that they were righteous and that they were blameless. It says of them that they were priests in the land, which means that they gave themselves to the business of interceding to God on behalf of the nation. And it was in this context, even as elderly persons, as Zechariah was in the temple ministering to the Lord, offering up incense to the Lord, prayers and worship to the Lord, it's in that context, the Bible says, that an angel broke in on his prayer meeting and began to tell Zechariah that, "Zechariah, even though you are old, God still wants to use you to be part of his divine plan, to be part of his divine unveiling. Even the revealing of the Messiah that was to come, I am going to use you, senior citizen. I'm going to use you, elderly man, to be part of this revealing. And through you, I am going to bring the forerunner to the Messiah, who we now call John the Baptist." Praise the Lord. This is what God is doing in the lives of old men and old women. They are still able to give birth when it seemed impossible, because in the realm of the spirit, in the business of God, you are able still to produce things. You are able still to make things happen, even though you are old, because the realm of the spirit is not limited by your physical ability, but it has everything to do with the posture of your heart and the perseverance of your prayers before the living God. Before the living God. My God, we can speak about God's servant called Simeon. The Bible says of Simeon that he was an old man. He was described in Luke chapter 2 as devout and righteous. He was a godly man. We read of him that he was clearly a man who heard from the Lord. He heard, he had a relationship with the Holy Spirit. Bible says that the Spirit of God had already told him that he would not die until he saw the promised Messiah. As an old man, he was still hearing from the Spirit of God. As an old man, he was still being moved by the Spirit of God. The Bible says that being moved by the Spirit, Simeon entered into the temple right at that moment that Jesus, as a baby, was being brought into the temple to be dedicated unto the Lord. And so even then, you see how the senior man, he probably had to leave a little bit earlier because it takes a little longer to get to where he has to go. But because he's moving at the timing of the Spirit of God, because he's moving at the pace of the Spirit of God, he's always on time. He's always where he needs to be. You see, God has already organized things. All you have to do is be obedient. It doesn't matter if you would take 20 minutes to do what others would do in 2 minutes. When you show up on the 20th minute, it is the right time. In that moment, the baby was brought. And what when others only saw a little boy, a little baby, Simeon, because his spiritual eyes were opened, he was able to discern that no, this is the Messiah that was to come. And he began to give God praise. He was even able to prophesy as an old man. How's that for a senior citizen? Prophesying and saying all about the destiny of the child. I'm trying to give you a vision of what it is that God can do through you, even as a senior. Here's a final example I'll give you from the New Testament. It's an example of a lady called Anna. Anna is found in Luke chapter 2, 36 to 38. But I want you to note that in verse 37, it says that she was 84 years old, another 80-year-old. But her habit was to be in the temple daily, praying, fasting, and worshiping God. Did you get that? She did not stop prayer meeting. She did not stop fasting. She did not stop worshiping just because she reached retirement age. With all the strength that she had, she continued in a life of prayer, fasting, and worship of God. And because this was her lifestyle, the Bible says that she had revelation as well of who Jesus was. She herself happened to walk out of the temple and see the boy, the baby boy Jesus, and was immediately able to recognize him and to speak of the redemption that was to come. She had revelation of the moment that she was in, and she was able to interpret for the crowd the divine moment that was taking place. Seniors, God is not through with you. God is not through with you. You may be bound in a wheelchair, but your prayers can never be bound. Praise the Lord. Your prayers can never be bound. Who knows what God would do through you when you continue to keep your prayer life active, in Jesus' name. And so your prayers still have power. And the final encouragement I will give you is this: your voice still has value. You're not forgotten. Your prayers still have power. And your voice still has value. Job asked a question in Job chapter 12 and verse 12. He asked the question, is not wisdom found among the aged? Does not long life bring understanding? And the answer to that question is yes and no. yes and no. I think we all know that it is possible to get old and still not be wise. It is possible to have many experiences, but still not learn from them. And so when it comes to communicating something that is valuable to the generation that is coming behind you, there is no wisdom upon your words, because the experience was just that. It was experience only. But I believe that the wisdom that can be gleaned from experience is when experience is evaluated in the light of God's word. It's when we reflect on our experiences and weigh them in the light of the word, so that we're able to see the wisdom and folly of our actions or the actions of others. And so I want to encourage you, seniors, to be a student of your own experiences and observations. You've seen much, you've heard much, you've experienced much, and there's so much wisdom that is bound up in these experiences. I want to encourage you to follow the counsel of Deuteronomy chapter 4 and verse 9, which says, "Only be careful and watch yourselves closely, so that you do not forget the things your eyes have seen, or let them fade from your heart as long as you live." So get that part. Be careful to closely observe so you don't forget. That means you have to make a record of them. And then it goes on to say, "Teach them to your children and to their children after them." After them. I know that there are some persons who do not want to hear what you have to say. But the Bible says it is only the fool that ignores the wise. It's only the fool that cannot receive instruction. But I want to encourage you, even if you find that there are persons who do not want to hear, still keep speaking. Still keep speaking. As a matter of fact, I would say, especially for those of you who are part of the household of faith, when you go to church this morning, when you go to church maybe next week Sunday, or whenever you get out into the fellowship next, I want you to make a point to speak to your small group leader, speak to your pastor, speak to those persons whom you serve with, and just tell them, you know something, God is not through with me. God is not through with me. And I want to encourage you to don't silence your voice. Put your hand up. You have something to say. You have something to say. Maybe you want to find yourself, where possible, in the men's group, in the women's group. Maybe you are able still to look upon some young man or some young woman, and you can see that they are on the way. And maybe you can befriend them and encourage them, and hopefully, you know, be able to share some insights with them, so that the knowledge and the wisdom that you have attained over the years does not live and die with you, but you are able to pass it on to a next generation. I myself have benefited much from persons who are way older than me. Even as a pastor, I remember a good brother. His name is Brother Ford, from the Horsell Church of the Nazarene. And I remember many conversations with this dear brother, a man full of wisdom, a man full of years, a man who has served the Lord. And I have benefited from his experiences and from his encouragement and from his prayers. And young people, maybe you are hearing this as well. I want to encourage you, don't ignore our older members. Don't assume because they don't have a degree means that they don't know anything. There's a university called life, from which you are able to learn many lessons, some of which did not earn them a paycheck, but many of which earned them wisdom that was good for living. I want to encourage you, youth, remember your seniors today. Encourage them today. Honor them today. Bless them today. And not just this month. Seniors, this is your month, but this is also still your season. This is also still your time. And that's really the heart of my encouragement to you. I'm going to close with this psalm, Psalm 92 and verse 14. It says of the righteous, it says that the righteous, even in their old age, they will still stay fresh. They will still stay green. They will still produce fruit for the Lord and fruit that shall remain. They shall still proclaim that the Lord is upright. They shall still be able to declare that He is my rock and that in Him is no wickedness at all. I pray this morning for all of you seniors that this will be the testimony of your lives, that in the house of God you flourished and that you were able to bear fruit even in your old age, and that you, the testimony of your lips remained that the Lord is upright, that the Lord is a rock, that the Lord is righteous, that the Lord is the rock on which I stand. I pray that you will not grow old. I pray that you will grow strong, that you will just grow strong in the Lord and in the power of His might, and that at the end of your days, you will go out with a shout of triumph. The Lord has been good and the Lord has been with me. God bless you, senior citizens. Blessed Senior Citizens Month to all of you. I honor you in the name of the Lord. Remember, God has not forgotten you. God is not through with you. Be encouraged in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you and have a wonderful Sunday morning. Amen.